All right, we are on the road to the resurrection. We are using this pamphlet that is given out by Unity. So if you have not received this pamphlet, we had 50 copies. They went fast last week. I ask you, please go to unity.org and then click on publications, and you can either order your free copy or you can order it digitally. It is there for you. So we are going with this all the way through to Easter. So I really encourage you. This is about fasting and feasting. We're going to fast from the negative things that we still create in our life, habitual habits, our language. We're fasting from that. One day we fast, the next day we feast on the positive. So every day there is a challenge. And last week I challenged you all to a 40-day challenge. And that 40-day challenge is one day we fast, the next day we feast. Next day we fast, the next day we feast. So it is about, I want to encourage you, I can't say it enough, to get this booklet because it's important. But another gift is that with some of our people here who are technology savvy, they're going to work on getting this up on our Facebook page. And I don't know if we can get it on the new website yet, but I'm going to hold to our Facebook page that every day it will be posted, the challenge. So if you aren't on our Facebook page, go to Unity of Garden Park, like us, and you'll start receiving. You can go and see these posts every day. So with that, I want to just say, these Unity teachings work if you work it. If you're just going to listen to me on Sunday and think you're going to remember it for 40 days, I don't know. Let me know how that works for you. Let's just say that. I want to tell you about just quickly a story, and boy, we're going to have to run through this fast, but Michael's daughter, Liz, she has severe autism. And so she's 44. She's pretty much, she can't verbalize her feelings or her experiences. Well, she has a cataract. She has cataracts, but she's got one that's really bad. And yesterday, she had to go and have it surgically removed. So if you know anything about cataracts, right, it's the lens that's already on our eye, right? But it's getting cloudy, okay? A lot of people describe cataracts as after they get it corrected, they say, oh my God, I thought that was kind of yellowish. Now I see it's white. So there's like this brightness that happens. And so I can't wait till we can take the patch off her eye and just see, hear what she sees. She's been very afraid to walk over the last couple of years, and we're like, duh, maybe this is why, right? So, but I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about that, isn't that the way it is for us? Oh, as we progress in our enlightened life, that things get clouded. Things get jaded, don't they? The lens that most of us are born with imperfection just slowly gets clouded by people's perceptions, teachers, parents, oh Lord, you name it, right? In Unity, we are here to remind you we want to surgically remove that cataract from your clouded vision so that you can see, what is it? I can see clearly now, the rain is gone, right? That's where we want you all to be, and I want me to be there too. And the blessing is that I get every Sunday to teach it to you, and guess who's really learning it? Me, right? Because I tell you all the time, I'm walking this road with you. And the road to resurrection, we're all on this, but it's not an easy road, just like that video showed you. There's a lot of turmoil to break through that ground, isn't there? Jesus was one of our greatest spiritual teachers. He showed us the road to awakening was not an easy one. And we tend to, like the cataract, see with clouded vision. We're on the road, people, to having your cataract removed and seeing with a brand new lens. If you choose. If you choose. That's a big deal, isn't it? You know, through the 12 powers, if you didn't notice, in the Daily Word today, it actually referenced almost every 12 power in that Daily Word. This is your spiritual tool bag to do life. It literally is. And after Easter, we're going to move into some talks about the 12 powers because it's a lot to cover that right now. So just know that you have a spiritual tool bag and there's 12 tools in there, and I think you can handle 12 tools. But they're with you all the time. You were born that way. But it's the way you get through. You can get through anything by drawing from these powers. So here we are on our challenge, right? So we are on our next challenge to fast from hiding behind a mask. So tired of it, yet I'm still wearing it. Anybody feel like that sometimes? Maybe at your job? Maybe at a family function? Because you're expected to be a certain way, right? Because they don't really want to hear about Kathy's new agey stuff, right? So I have to pretend that I don't have any of that language in my repertoire. Anybody have to fit in to a certain group in order to them not look at you like you have 10 heads, right? So we've all been there, and yet I still catch myself wearing them. Not near as much, because I, 20 plus years ago, was a person who I didn't even know who I was because I was wearing so many different masks depending on what venue I was in or my work life as a restaurant owner. I had a mask on there as well, right? We can change these masks so fast. And then we ever felt like, I've lost myself? I've lost myself. I can remember there was a point where I said to myself, I don't even know who I am anymore. So there's the fasting from wearing a mask, catching yourself when you're feeling yourself putting a mask on. Now the next day, so this is Monday. Monday you're going to fast from what? Oh my goodness, is anybody home out there? Can you hear me now? Okay. I'll try it again. Monday, you're going to fast from? There you got it. Tuesday, we're going to feast on being our authentic self. So you're going to fast from the mask, and when you take the mask off, who shows up? Your authentic self. So Tuesday, you're going to work on that. Okay, let's go. Finding your passion isn't just about careers and money. Oh, I love this. It's about finding your authentic self, the one you buried beneath other people's needs. Get honest with yourself, people. I know for me, I'm an ultra caregiver. I am a codependent working on herself all the time. This is big because I'm always thinking about other people's needs. But I now get it. I need to work on Kathy, the real Kathy, so that I can help you in your needs. If I didn't do that, I would have been gone out of the ministry a long time ago because I would have gotten burned out very, very quickly. Okay, let's go to the next one. Now, Wednesday, we're going to fast from overreacting. That goes along with 2 weeks ago when I talked about the four agreements and said, don't take anything personally. personal. Because when we take it personal, what do we tend to do? Overreact, don't we? Because we've gotten stung. We've gotten rubbed. And so what do when we get stung? Ah! How could they do that to me? I need to go call three people and tell them about it. Okay? So I love the Dalai Lama. We often add to our pain and suffering by being overly sensitive, overreacting to minor things, and sometimes taking things too personal. This is the pause and the pray part. When you find yourself on the edge of overreacting, it's time to pause. Okay? Oh, I don't know where my little light switch is, but I have this gift. We have a light switch that says, pause. It's the pause button to remind yourself to pause when somebody just said something to you on a text or however that shows up. It's pausing, refraining from reacting. Okay, so that's Wednesday. Wednesday, you're going to fast from? Oh, you're tuning in. Yes. All right. Now we've got Thursday. Thursday's a feast day, right? 1, 2, 3. Yep. All right. Thursday, we're going to feast on responding thoughtfully. So are you catching that there's these are coordinated, right? A fast and feast. Then a fast and feast. Okay? So we're going to feast on responding thoughtfully. And what does thoughtfully mean? What does that mean? Mindful. Good. Do you want to believe everyone is a child of God? Or do you think God has favorites? Be honest. Be honest. We can all say spiritually that we believe that, but do we really believe that? Right? When you can't control what's happening, challenge yourself to control the way you respond to what's happening. That's where the power is. One of my best talks I feel I've ever given was the pause, pray, proceed talk. Okay? How do I know that? Because you all call me on it all the time. So I know you heard it. Pause, pray, responding thoughtfully is the proceed part. But you can't proceed until you pause. And for some of us, we have to pause for days, depending on the situation, right? Sometimes pausing for 5 seconds can work, but most of the time it takes at least 10 hours, if not 24 or 48. So give yourself a break. It's okay. Well, however long it takes, until you can respond through love. Now we go to Friday. I fast from competition. There's never a need to worry that someone will outshine us. It's not a competition. We all need to shine as bright as we can in our own unique way. It's not possible for there to be too much light in the world. Shine and let it shine. What a thought. I'm not going to have time to read this, but think about, I'm not very competitive. Think about how subtly we compete. Oh, look at that suit she's got on today. I wish I had a suit like that. That's competition. Okay? Because we're moving into I'm not enough. But I'd be more if I had a suit like that. Or I'd be more if I had a hairstyle like her or him, right? Or look at man, he looks so buff nowadays. I don't know what's he doing that I'm not doing, right? Just we compare. When we're comparing, we're in competition. Does that make sense? So Friday, we're going to fast from competition. So if we're going to fast from competition, then what in the heck is Saturday going to be about? We're going to feast on cooperation. Cooperation. the animal kingdom and nature shows us cooperation, doesn't it? Let's look at the next one. Hitching a ride. You should see, I saw this picture, right? Oh, go back here. Right, there was three of these with the frog, right? And it was in succession. That was stage one. Stage two was the mouse had its paws on its eyes. And then the other one was it was completely covering its face. Still, no trauma. There was cooperation. Now, who really teaches us about cooperation? That next one. That is total cooperation, isn't it? Have you ever looked into a beehive to watch the cooperation going on? They all have a system. There was a picture that I found, but I wasn't sure if it would show up. There was thousands of bees all trying to get to this branch of pollen, but they couldn't get to it, so they all linked legs to each other, and it made it. And I'm thinking, could we ever do this as humans? Maybe. I'm not giving up on humanity. I'm not. I'm a relentless romantic. And I'm going to hold to this. And I'm telling you, we are being called. I'm going to sidebar here. One of our congregants, who is, what do you call them, snowbirds? They go to Florida in the winter, right? And they're dealing with a lung issue, okay? A permanent lung issue. So they say, permanent. And talking to him on the phone a couple nights ago, and he kept saying, this is bad down here. It's bad. And if I get it, I'm gone. In the course of our conversation, probably heard that seven times. This morning, I thought to myself, I gotta call him. So I called him on my way to church this morning. And I said, are you okay if I minister to you from Ohio? They go to a Unity church down there, but I don't want to take any chances that he doesn't hear this. And I said, I got to get you back into your Unity principles. You know the truth, but you're not speaking it. He said, well, the truth is I've got this lung disease, right? And the truth is, if I get it, it will take me out. I said, seriously? What if you just had this much faith? Just this much faith. Have you forgotten that miracles can happen? Have you forgotten that maybe it won't take you out? So people, this is the truth. I'm sharing that because to me, this is an opportunity for you in whatever is going on with your life. I'm not just talking about this virus. I'm talking about the things that are clouding up your lenses. The things that are clouding up your lenses. I probably scared her. I'm getting so passionate about this. And it is an opportunity to use your Unity principles, your 12 powers, to get yourself thinking rightly, as Catherine Ponder would say. Thinking rightly, not in error thinking. See, that's how Unity sees sin as error. We don't think sin as there's a mark on your soul or you're going to hell. Sin is an error on judgment. That's all it is. And every moment you get to choose again how to make a better choice. Nobody and no thing and what God would ever put anybody in hell. I just could never, ever, even as a small child, understand that one. But we're talking about this ever-loving, all-loving God, but, right? It's like Santa Claus. I couldn't understand why Santa Claus would give anybody coal. I'm a little child. Why would I get coal? But boy, we invent things, don't we? I got to shut up or we're never going to get to that annual meeting. So, you got it? Fasting, feasting. fasting from anything that's drawing you to a negative rabbit hole. Feast on anything that brings you standing up straighter and knowing the truth. How does it go? When you know the truth will
set you free.
And who wants to be free? Yes. So with that, I say namaste. That the Christ in me truly sees and honors that Christ presence in each and every single one of you and